This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
329 people were murdered in Chicago in the first 6 months of the year. That's according to numbers released today by the Chicago Police Department. Many of them were kids under 18 years old. WBEZ's Odette Youssef has more.
On Monday evening, under a soft rain, a couple hundred people gathered at the corner of Dickens and Drake in Logan Square. They crowded in front of the home where 10-year-old Lena Marie Nunez Anaya was on Saturday night. Nunez Anaya was hit by a bullet that pierced through a window. Police say it was fired more than a block away where gangs were shooting. But this crowd and the speakers were not here just to mark one child lost.
If anyone lost a child, please raise your hand. Let's show them.
In the first half of this year, 25 children have been killed by guns in Chicago, 8 of them just in the last 2 weeks. A WBEZ analysis of data from the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office shows that number is only slightly higher than the same periods of the last 2 years. Michelle Perez was at the vigil. She held a sign covered with names.
This one is all the kids or minors that have been killed in 2020 just in Chicago. So these are all their names and their ages.
Perez is raising her 5 kids just a couple blocks from where Nunez Anaya was killed.
Before, I used to tell these kids, like, oh, tell parents, keep your kids at home. And now you can't even keep your kids in the comforts of their own home because bullets are riddling through.
In addition to the 8 kids killed over the last couple weekends, 2 kids were shot in West Englewood last night. One was a 15-year-old boy who was hospitalized in good condition. Less than an hour later, a 3-year-old girl was struck in the chest and hospitalized in critical condition. The violence this year has led anti-violence workers to propose a pretty radical and perhaps controversial idea.
You know, there's a conversation happening now around rules of engagement.
That's Melvin Hayward of Chicago CRED, a program that works with people most at risk of involvement with gun violence. He says the killings of children and women have prompted the organization to spread a new message in recent weeks.
What we're asking guys is, one, not to shoot, just randomly in a community. Secondly, we're asking that guys eliminate this thought about just running in the crowds and start shooting when innocent bystanders are being hurt.
Put another way, the group is telling young people, if you're going to shoot, don't do it in a way that gets innocent people. Hayward says it's a harm reduction strategy and a starting point. Meanwhile, he and his peers at Chicago CRED are processing their own loss. Among the kids killed this past weekend was 1-year-old Sincere Gaston. He was the child of Thomas Gaston, a Chicago CRED participant. Steve Gates was working with Thomas to help him stay out of a life of violence.
His efforts at being a father were nothing short of Herculean.
Sincere was killed in Englewood while in the car with his mom, going to the laundromat. Police believe the bullet was intended for the father. Thomas's criminal history is lengthy. He was involved with gang activity. He carried guns. Gates says Thomas got involved with all that after his older brother was killed. But Thomas's rap sheet cleared up a couple years ago. Gates says he started straightening up when he had kids. He said Thomas sometimes brought Sincere to the Chicago CRED offices when he couldn't arrange childcare. It wasn't allowed, but Gates said nobody could help but fall in love with the little boy.
Since having met him, having been around his life, having watched him start walking, and just watched the bond that he and his father had, is so heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking because I know that Sincere was also a catalyst for change for Thomas.
And that now, with the devastating loss of a child, it'll take work to make sure those gains aren't lost. Odette Youssef, WBEZ News.